Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 342. I hope you all know that we are discussing the significant biological special programs of organs controlled from the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. Earlier, we had considered a group of organs that were exclusively controlled from the cerebral medulla. But as an exception, we studied in detail the skeletal muscles there, even though the skeletal muscles come under the organs controlled from the cerebral medulla as well as the motor cortex. You are all requested to listen to our Global GNM Health Tips from 196 to 199 and from 201 to 206 to get the GNM understanding of the SBSs of the skeletal muscles and the various medical conditions occurring due to the affection of the skeletal muscles. So, by skipping skeletal muscles, we take up today the next organ under the category of organs that are controlled both from the cerebral medulla and from the motor cortex, that is jaw muscles. Jaw muscles are consisting of striated muscles originated from the new mesoderm, and that is why it has two brain controlling centers, one the cerebral medulla and two the motor cortex. The jaw muscles also can be called as muscles of mastication. They are a group of muscles associated with the movements of the jaw at the temporomandibular joint. This group of muscles enables to open and close the mouth and to bite and chew the food. Out of them, the primary chewing muscle is the masseter muscle and covers the sides of the jaw just behind the cheeks. It allows the clenching of the jaw and grinding the teeth and controls the jaw movement during speech. As already explained, the jaw muscles have two controlling centers in the cerebrum. The trophic function responsible for the nutrition of the tissue is controlled from the cerebral medulla, and the movement of the jaw muscles is controlled from the motor cortex part of the cerebral cortex. The right jaw muscles are controlled from the left side of the cerebrum, and the left jaw muscles are controlled from the right cerebral hemisphere. That means there is a crossover correlation from brain to the organ. Now, let us learn the biological conflict linked to the jaw muscles. It is related to a combination of both its functions, that is, a self-devaluation conflict of not being able or not being allowed to bite an opponent or to snap up something that one desires, or even figuratively, not being able to say something or express oneself. Here, the opponent can be a competitor, a colleague, a classmate, teacher, family member, relative, neighbor, etc. When we studied the dentin and jaw bones and also the enamel of the teeth, we discussed bite conflict. In real terms, one can experience the conflict when he is not able to open the mouth widely enough or properly, or not wanting to open the mouth. It can be interpreted as a localized motor conflict of not being able to move the jaw, as can happen during a dental procedure. As usual, there can be cell loss or necrosis of the jaw muscle tissue when we consider the cerebral medulla control, and paralysis of the jaw muscles when we consider its motor cortex control during conflict active phase. Needless to say, all conflict's active symptoms are in proportion to the intensity of the conflict, which is again determined by one's subjectivity. Here, the ability to move the jaw is affected. This medical condition is known as temporomandibular joint dysfunction, or TMJD. The difficulties in opening or closing the jaw is called lockjaw and is associated with the temporomandibular joint. Here also, the biological handedness and whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related determine the side of affection of the conflict. Conflict can affect both sides also depending on the nature of it. Yesterday I had explained the organs that respond to the related conflict with functional loss or hyperfunction. Being a striated muscle, the jaw muscles have functional loss due to the conflict activity. There is reconstruction of the necrosed jaw muscles during the healing phase. Similarly, the paralysis will be healed completely at the end of the PCLB, even though the paralysis may reach up to PCLA. The symptoms occurring during the epileptoid crisis is very characteristic and is experienced as spasms of the jaw muscles. Bruxism is the name given to the medical condition where there is excessive grinding of teeth and or clenching of the jaw typically occurring during sleep. Friends, that is the end of today's Global GNM Health Tips on jaw muscles. Hope you enjoyed the knowledge. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.